come. Oh my god, giggles from the get-go.
Giggles from the get-go. Oh, yeah.
It's just that kind
album.
Of a movie.
It's so you're right. This movie was a laugh fest.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like a better person.
Yeah, we all do, I think. Yeah.
But let's go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, mm-hmm. How's it going, Tosh?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's great, thanks. Yeah. How's it going?
It's good. It's
Should we
good.
Introduce AJ? Yeah, let's introduce AJ. Here. AJ's here.
Yeah.
Hi.
We're having Tasha's friend AJ
mm-hmm.
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you say your last name? Is it Langer?
Langer.
Langer.
Is that what you go by? It's also why.
That's like my work name.
Your work oh, okay. name. Yeah.
But that's your maiden name.
Yeah. Yes. How do you want to be known on the cast?
We'll stick with Langer.
Yeah, okay. Stick with Langer. Okay, good. That's
it's a
fine.
Pretty important question that we should have asked you before.
I
like a week
you
ago.
A form.
No,
a week
I don't
ago.
Know your name.
Exactly.
So.
Okay, first name? Off, we're just going to get this right off.
Yeah,
okay.
Nate really
yeah,
wants to
I was
talk
very
about
excited
this.
About this. Okay, AJ.
What?
Back in the day, you were on My So-Called Life. You were Rayanne.
Yeah.
Huge crush on Rayanne back
oh,
in the day. Okay.
If
I had to pick who was going to be, you know, who I would be after, it would be Rayanne
wait
back
a minute,
in the day.
Wait,
yeah.
Who you would be after in life?
Like, I'm in high school in
oh,
my so-called life.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you're actually, that's your school.
Yeah, that's my school. Okay. Yeah, I'm a transfer student. Senior year.
Okay.
And
Rayanne's
yeah.
the girl that you have a crush on.
Well, I want to talk about, so,
okay.
Man, great, wow. great show. I mean, you know, it should
are.
Have been on
you
longer. All this. But here's the key question that I have for you.
Oh, this is interesting.
Okay. All right. Now, I feel like it's unfairly set up, that show. Because you have these two guys, right? We've talked about
what
this before.
We have.
You haven't, we?
No.
Okay, you got Jordan Catalano, right?
Oh, right, yes.
Okay. And you got Brian Krakow.
Oh.
Okay. And it's like they're both vying Wilson? For this girl, you
oh,
know?
Right. Yeah.
And, well, yeah, but.
Right.
Romantically, he's
right.
not figuring it. But, and so I'm
not
like,
Claire.
No girl is ever going to pick Brian Krakow, right? He doesn't have a chance.
My first question is, when would we have ever talked about this?
I thought we did, because I think, like, this is a theme throughout Rocco history, okay?
I would have picked Brian Krakow.
You would have. See, I think you say that and intellectualize
no
that.
Way.
You would have?
You yeah. would have picked Brian Krakow.
Yeah, I was a Brian Krakow.
Really?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Really?
They were all my best friends.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah,
all the
friends.
Study
exactly.
groups.
Exactly. Friends.
Friends.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Boyfriend,
you
no.
Not have wanted
you didn't fall
to
in love
it.
With Brian by the end.
Well, yeah, by the end.
Thank you.
But
yeah,
come on.
But from you're gonna have that, you know, had sex with Jordan Catalano a number of times before you actually go on a date with Brian Krakow.
Whatever.
You
no, I want
like...
Brian Krakow to win because I was more of a Brian Krakow,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
But I always was like, I'm always angry about this.
The Jordan Catalano.
Yeah,
the
because there's the bad boys
fair.
And you know, yeah, mm-hmm. it totally wasn't fair. It's stacked against you, you know. It's just like that, like kind of thing where, yeah, it's like, isn't it? It's in My So-Called Life, like where he's like, that he wants something from him, right? And then he just is like asking, you know, they make a trade, you know, that it's, isn't this from My So-Called Life, or it's like
or some other show.
And no, but I think it's from this, where it's like he wants him to do something.
Who?
You know, Brian and Jordan.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who else are we you talking to? I haven't introduced any new characters
oh,
yet.
I've got a headache. I'm sorry.
Well, any
okay.
And then, like, Jordan just gets this girl's number just, like, right away.
I do remember
you know?
That, yeah.
And
remember?
Then he's like, how did you do that? And he's like, what? You know? And mm-hmm. they each are good. They have, just like the Goss in this movie, they each have different skill sets, you know, that
yes.
are very peculiar and... You
I
know.
Love how you're trying to tie it in.
Right?
I like that.
He's good.
Okay.
At that.
Well, anyway, it's always pissed yeah. me off because someone, and even in real life, people tend to they go for the Jordans, you know,
yeah.
and then
like,
later on, hopefully, they go
are.
For the Bryans.
I don't know who you are, AJ. Pretending you would have not gone for Jordan Catalano.
Yeah. yeah.
Come on, really?
Let's even talk about like back in the day. It's like you're hanging out on set kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're still thinking about Brian Krakow versus Jordan Catalano. Come on.
I don't know. One was real.
No.
Really?
This is true. Okay. I'm not talking Rayanne. I'm talking AJ.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You may have. Yeah. I think that's true. I think you would have.
Yeah.
Not me.
Now, okay, let me ask this, and we'll move forward. This is my other question.
We have to move forward.
Okay, well, okay.
We'll just stay here.
Yeah, we'll just stay up there. Do you think that in your life, like, is there a Rayanne to you? Or are you most, like, you know what I mean? Like, of the characters in my so-called life, who would you be most like, kind of thing?
Is this At the time, I was more like Angela.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I've...
Yeah,
Really?
I've, like, regressed to Rayanne.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm much more like Rayanne.
I feel like, look where you live, you know, Rayanne would live there, you know?
She would.
She totally would.
She would have, you know, been an addict. She would have recovered and moved to, you know.
So maybe we shouldn't be saying
I just, like, let it be like, where would Rayanne live? I'll figure it out. Look at L.A., I'll figure it out. Well... I love that you're doing the cast. It's we've tried to do this for a little bit of time. It didn't work
most
out.
Most difficult guest.
Yeah.
I am the most difficult guest.
So hard to
so
get.
Thanks
you.
For doing
Very
it.
Difficult.
Tosh,
I could have come with my babies.
Tosh proposed this to me, and I texted her back and was like, movie. Yes, we'll do that. That's ridiculous, but we'll do that. And she was like, why do I think it's ridiculous?
To watch it at home?
No, to watch it at 10:30 in the morning. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, why is that ridiculous? And I was like,
watching a 10:30 movie. You know. I was like, oh, well, you don't have kids. If you have kids, you'll understand.
You'll understand.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's like a normal movie date, 10:30 a.m.
I don't have movie dates, so.
Oh, yeah, that was the first thing going
into
this.
AJ doesn't go to the movies. It was like taking Encino Man out into the
it
world.
It really was. She got there to the Arclight. We're in Shermie. And it was just like, she was amazed.
By everything. You weren't even with us on the way there. It was like, what? Well, I've never been to the Arclight.
She was like a raccoon. Anything shiny, she's
it was
just
like
going
a spa,
for it.
This movie theater.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
it's
what
a nice
I said.
Movie theater.
It's
yeah.
really great.
It is.
It's just amazing.
Now, we originally had this option where we were going to see, you know, a normal Rocco. And then,
right.
And originally, we were going to see this movie. Mm-hmm. Then we switched to, like, we're going to see this Rocco.
Well, there were
no
Rocos.
Like, no.
So yeah. I was like, why don't we see this? Because Ryan Gosling's in it. And he is my Rocco.
Oh, I want to say this before I forget about this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess two things. Okay. One is, so I was talking about last time, so I filmed Anger Management on.
So I didn't ask you how your week was.
You didn't. You let it.
Nate was starring on Anger Management this week.
Yeah, and it was very humorous because, you know, it was like, I had this scene with Charlie Sheen, and you're just like, well, what's it going to be like, and kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was actually kind of anticlimactic because he was very nice, and
it was just normal
and stuff like that. And then it was just very funny because he did think I was funny, and then he, like, kept fist bumping me, and that was just really funny just to
awesome.
Be like, Charlie Sheen's. Fist bumps made me. All right. Well, it's
did
fine.
You also have the scene with David Silver?
I did with BAG. I did.
I was trying to remember his Brian Austin.
Brian Austin Green.
I was trying to remember
my
his
first
name.
Job with Brian.
You did?
Did you really?
Yes,
nice.
I was 15.
What was it?
It was a Pepsi commercial.
Oh, I love it.
So
oh.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you drank the Pepsi, did you guys have to make it go? Because that's what I always think is funny. It's like in Pepsi commercials and stuff, they always have it. At, like, you know, normal level, and then they make it, like, almost, like, 180 degrees into the sky when they drink the Pepsi.
True.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
You don't?
I don't even know if I ever saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
No idea.
I could not remember his name for the life of me when I was telling you that you were, and I was like, David Silver was the only name I could remember. And then I was like, David Silver, and Brett was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. I was like, David Silver for 90210? You don't know who I'm talking really?
Right. You know, I was like, come on. And it was funny, I was talking to one of my best friends, and like, like, he was the same way, and I was like, come on.
Really?
BH9er.
BH
David
Schneider,
Silver.
That's right.
Went out with Donna. Hello. His dad was a dentist.
I guess not everyone watched that show like we did.
It was huge when I was in high school. I mean, come
did you
on.
Watch it? No.
You didn't? Okay, you're too cool for school.
You were?
I was.
Were you?
I was.
Wait, let me guess. I'm betting that like you were a date for Steve. That's what I'm guessing just off the top of my head.
Let me guess. New kid at school. Bad kid. Yes?
Bad. I like the face. Bad.
What's the answer?
You gave David Silver uppers.
I love that. No, it was...
Short order cook at the Peach Pit.
Remember.
You don't remember?
I think it was a date with
Oh, what's
Luke.
A date? Oh, a date
oh,
with Luke.
Oh, with Luke Perry. Okay.
But I don't know if it
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The bad boy again.
Yes, exactly.
And
see,
I had,
it's Jordan Catalano all over
scars
again.
Scars for like a year.
Why?
Because they taped my boobs up. To give me cleavage.
No.
When the tape, like, took off some of my skin.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a fact.
They should have given me some.
Well, everyone knows that 90210 was a big TNA show. I mean, that they
it's
just,
true.
You know, just it's flashed
true.
It all over town.
I
you know?
Would love to see that episode.
Yeah, I would love to. We were going to
sure
have to watch it. We'll have to go back.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Very young. With yeah. Very long hair.
I want to watch it. I want to see how this hair. Date with Luke went.
Yeah, the date with Luke. Was it only one episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why you weren't watching that.
Did
show.
The, so the date probably didn't go well if it was only one episode. That's what I'm guessing.
Did you go home with it? Did you marry him?
I can't remember. Mm.
Did you guys try to drink from the same can of Pepsi and bump your heads?
I did make out with Jason Priestley once.
So. You
I,
did?
And got paid for it.
Oh, my gosh.
So
it was
screen.
Gone.
This wasn't a private date?
Yeah.
it wasn't a private date. It was Drexel's Class sitcom
oh,
eons ago.
Okay.
And he came on.
Was that before
he was the best professional screen kisser ever.
Nice.
Now, oh, I would love to ask you about
mm-hmm.
this.
Yeah.
What happens?
Oh, yeah. Do
is
you really?
There,
yeah,
hold
exactly.
On, let me ask
yeah.
this. Is there a no tongue rule?
Yeah.
When it came to Rayanne, it got to the point where I said, no tongue necessary unless the director asks for it, and I promise you he won't.
Because Rayanne kissed a lot. I don't
yeah,
know
and a lot of it was extras or, you know,
yeah.
people that I didn't know.
And you had to kiss him a lot.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Rayanne, for people that
sometimes
didn't watch the show,
members.
Was kind of a little slutty.
I didn't.
And then
I
she
didn't.
Ended up getting pregnant. So,
she
I mean.
Did?
Yeah. Didn't
Rayanne
you?
Did?
Yeah, Rayanne did, didn't she?
No.
I thought you got like an abortion on the show.
No.
Wasn't I not
what
remember
show
this right?
Is he watching?
Oh, my God. I think I'm right on this.
I don't think
this.
He even knows Rayanne.
I totally know. You were like the...
I don't think he even watched My So-Called Life.
Hippie, you know, best friend.
I don't remember that.
I totally remember this.
But I don't remember
it was like a very
anyone,
special...
So I don't remember.
Joke addict slut.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm not done with my kissing
Yeah, no,
question.
Back to kissing.
Okay,
yeah.
So in general, forget... Let's just put Rayanne aside.
Yeah.
In other times... Is there a just understood no tongue
no.
rule? There is not. You're supposed to
I
use tongue.
I thought it would be understood.
Yeah.
But it's
but
not.
No. Communication, people. You have to communicate.
So do you have to talk before
even when
you
people
kiss?
Say that it's not awkward, it's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
So if you talk beforehand and you get it straight, then it's cool.
I
but
do
Jason
remember
was the
that.
Best. It looked like an awesome kiss and it was no tongue and it was totally professional. And I didn't feel raped.
That's a plus.
That's good.
When
that's
you don't
yeah.
feel raped.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's nice.
He's a
gentleman.
That's
yeah, because I wonder, like, because that's going to be, because even just, like, from a practical standpoint, if you're, someone's thinking of introducing the tongue, and they just do it without telling you, you're going to ruin that take, because
exactly.
there's going to be
you'd
that
be
look of surprise. Yeah, of
well,
like,
if you're
what?
Like this, but you might be like,
oh.
I do remember on Twin... Can I bring up Twin Peaks?
I mean,
yeah.
honestly, it does happen sometimes, like in a scene or something.
If you're really feeling it,
through
sure,
line
yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
something, it's possible
that a tongue
yeah.
will
that
enter
it can
the picture.
Be, you know, okay.
What
but,
if you're making out with Ryan Gosling just by accident?
Yes,
tongue everything.
Tongue is involved.
Anything's involved in that one.
Oh my gosh, are we done with this? Or are we moving to
well,
the
movie?
Is this
gonna
a
listen
segue?
To it. My husband loved hearing all the men because he had no idea that I was an actress. And then we went
oh,
to
oh, you mean
this,
when you met?
Like, yeah. No, there was a time when I did like this, whatever, seeing something in the 90s or whatever, best
yeah.
of the 90s. And they did like a list of all the men that I, all the boys, when I
yes.
was young, you know,
yeah,
all
yeah.
the boys that I kissed.
On some TV
on
show?
TV shows.
Really?
That's hilarious.
Jaw just dropped.
That is so
yeah.
funny.
Got around.
Yeah. Oh.
I may have to educate myself on your career after this.
No.
Well, what I think, like, what's funny is, like, about kissing scenes just in general is, like, yes, I feel like you should talk about it, you know. But I also feel like what's funny is you don't need to practice it. But I've found that sometimes, like, you do, And then that's mostly just because these people want to kiss each other. You know what I mean? Like, but you don't need to at all. You know what I mean?
But it would be really awkward.
Because what'll happen is you'll practice in the scene. Like, no, exactly.
Physicality. You know?
And how long it's going to be. Spatial. And this sort of thing. Yeah. You know.
Have you ever gotten really into it by accident?
By accident?
I mean, like, you're into it, and then they're like, cut.
And then you just sit there and going... Excuse me for a moment. No, I've never.
No. Have you ever had an on-set relationship? I mean, like a co-star. Like
Oh, right. That's a great question.
I wish could see your face. She's very cute.
My hands are moving together like a heart. Like a heart.
Oh, that is nice.
Very sweet.
I feel like when I was young.
Yeah.
If I had actually gotten work, I would have fallen in love with every
Right?
Boy.
They're all attractive. Charming.
I would have probably been very slutty.
Okay, AJ, you're back on the seat. Answer the question.
Oh.
Have I ever had crushes?
Like when you kissed this boy, then it was like, oh.
Yeah, like something started.
And then gone on to date them.
Yeah.
Maybe. No. You were
there
much
There was one
more...
that was...
You don't have to name names.
Okay. I'll tell you later.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
There was one that had all that build up and then just was a complete letdown.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I know. But
when was the letdown? After you
But it
kissed?
Doesn't matter because the build-up is what matters. Yeah. It's everything that happens before.
That's the fun
I don't
part.
Think so. But then if you kiss and it's nothing, it's like, ugh, what a waste of time that
But then that's it's just don't kiss. Just but let the
that...
build-up keep going and then just
But do you really think that there's like that kind of thing?
Because
I don't find like if I like somebody... That typically, when we kiss, like, it works. You know what I mean? Like, I was watching P.S.
No.
I Love You the other day, and at the
Again.
End of the movie.
Oh, no. Or Nate.
Yeah, right?
For the fifth time.
And,
By himself.
And...
With a box of Kleenex.
Exactly.
In his bathroom.
Yeah. Well, that's the best place to watch a movie is in the bathroom. You can do whatever you need to do.
Oh, gross. You know? Please, why do you have to bring that in? Okay, go on.
No, there's a point in the movie. I'm going to just mention it. And it's a spoiler. Who cares?
It's P.S. I Love You.
Harry Connick Jr. and Hilary Swank, another 90210. He likes her, you know, and they end up, like, kissing. You know, that's a big buildup for the film. But then they're like, oh, it's like kissing my sister kind of thing. And I've never had that kind of thing. Like, if it's someone that reminds me of my sister,
right.
I'm never going to kiss her.
Right.
You know, it's just never going to.
No, I've had that where it was, there was like this with this person. Uh-huh. Where it was a lot of buildup. And then when it was actually a possibility, it just felt, you know, like.
But was it when you kissed? Or was it, again, with the hearts together, with my hands
together with your hands?
That's
was
how
it
you
when
kiss.
You kissed, or was it when it just was like, oh. This is happening.
No, it was literally while, like, kissing, going,
oh,
this
it
doesn't
was kissing.
Feel like,
That's
yeah,
the worst.
No.
I have had that where a guy was just such a bad kisser. I was like, no, this isn't happening. No, stop. It was like a darting tongue.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, okay, this, sorry. Call it off. Everybody stop. Back away.
Yeah.
Check, please.
Yeah.
Should we talk about this movie?
Yeah, we should. No,
are we getting hot?
Yeah, I was gonna turn it out. Let's turn the AC,
all
right?
Steamy.
It does that.
It's because we're talking about.
Do you know? Did I already
mention?
Oh no, don't roll it down. Though, because then we'll hear the.
Oh. What was on?
Music. That's okay. Woo!
I just wanted to see what.
Okay.
Can't we have that on in the background?
We could. Not
in this movie. Makes me want to dance.
It really does.
Well, you know what was fun was, this movie, a lot of times Tosh will sit in the middle, and then the guest will sort of, like, sit on one side or the other. This movie, AJ sat in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then what we often do in movies that we see, if there comes a song on that's kind of catchy,
we
will
dance.
Start dancing.
That's right.
And then AJ, like, was
she
sitting next
it.
To me, so I started doing it, and she danced, and so I liked that.
AJ is a dance along.
I thought I started it.
Maybe you did. Yeah.
Did.
Look at that. She's one in the game. Now I have to put on my sweater.
Okay.
It definitely required a dance break.
Well, first off, just right from the get, this movie is not a romantic comedy, so anyone who's thinking...
Not a rom-com!
I'll see
no,
this.
Not a
okay,
rom-com.
Okay, AJ, first
either.
Off...
What?
You're saying rom-com.
I know. I
just don't like
myself.
It. And I know that most people say it. I'm just saying I don't like it. So you can keep saying
myself.
It, but I'm just going to not
You're
like
just
gonna
it. You're going to give me the evil.
And
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
on the rom-com right side,
yeah.
so as I already okay. told you.
Do we want to, like, sort of, like, just, like, a little bit warmer?
No, it's fine.
This is fine? Because you're putting on your...
That's all right. I'm fine like this.
Yeah, but we feel good with our skin. Okay.
So, it's a heavy movie.
It's a very heavy movie.
I'm just going to say that the first bits, I'm not going to say how long, it was just right on Ryan Gosling's face for a very long, many, many long moments.
Yes.
And just, on other parts.
And then when it started with his bare body, I was like, is this what's happening?
It's
the whole
always
movie?
Like this when I watch Jeez, a movie don't. With Tosh and Ryan Gosling is in it, or any woman. Per se, but I had two women today, and I was just like, I mean, I wish I had a mic in there when this was going on, because it was like,
num, num.
It was not like that.
Both of you, and one of you was like, is this what? Okay.
I said, is this what we're dealing with? Just from the get-go, unfortunately.
Yeah. There was lots of audible gasps and moans coming from the left of me.
I'm very upset that he's stopping this.
Taking a break.
Yeah. At some point in the movie, I'm not going to say when, I just made a mental note to myself that I'm going to go home and watch The Notebook because I just needed more. I wasn't ready for it to end.
That's true.
I just needed
this movie
to start it
was
over.
Was very interesting. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I will say that whatever person you think's going to be in this movie because you saw promos or you saw credits in the beginning, they just appear at various times in the movie. You can't plan for anything.
No, you can't plan for anything.
And it's very, like, upsetting. And this is like, very an epic movie, I would say. Going in, I had no idea. When you see the promos for this movie, you
no
think
idea what it was
it's
about. Yep.
Bradley Cooper versus, you know, Ryan Gosling. They're chasing each
is.
Other, and you know.
Right.
And
in some ways it is.
And in some ways it is. But it's like... Everything is not what it seems, you know?
It's hard to talk about it a lot.
Well, it is, without spoiling, yeah.
How did you feel about it?
I thought the romantic through line was touching.
Yeah.
I thought, the big dance scene was great.
Okay, you're joking. And there was a romance.
There was.
Involved.
There was.
There was.
But I will say, in the last cast,
did
you
not
said
like
that
it?
you were not a fan of Eva Mendes. You
didn't see
you don't like
that.
You don't see the chemistry between them.
I didn't say I don't like her. What
you say, you
I
didn't
said
say
was,
that. You said you don't like them together.
Yeah. She was great.
Yeah.
What I said was, I think together, okay, if we're going by my instinct.
Yes.
Because she's just protective of Ryan. That's what it is. She doesn't want to see her with anybody else.
It's
well,
true.
With anybody
that
else.
May be true. But if I just went by my gut, I feel that she's maternal with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs that in his life right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's
Wait,
what
are it, they dating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he's getting from her.
Mm.
I don't think it's a big sexual chemistry right now.
Mm.
Okay.
I think, she's protective of him. That's what
this.
He needs. No, it was a gut instinct, okay? I went with an instinct. I looked at it. I didn't need to use my mind. It was a heart.
Right.
So, that's
I have to say a couple things. First off, okay, I was thinking about these motorcycle guys, because he's a motorcycle guy, like a cage motorcycle guy. Again, like, that was the thing, there's this, like, long tracking shot of him walking to go into this cage, and I was like, oh my god, these, both of you, your noises. I was just like,
what
okay,
was I doing?
Let's just,
I think
you know,
he might
just
have
calm
been
down.
Very
yeah, you sound.
I might have been projecting.
Yes, you sound like very phlegmy. Yeah, it was something caught in your throat.
I mean, don't start a movie with Ryan Gosling torso naked and not expect noises. And also, maybe have him take his shirt off again later.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying it was not equal opportunity because Eva Mendes, when you first saw her, she was wearing this shirt with no bra, and I was like, okay, here we go. And then it was like just a wrapper that was never unwrapped, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And it was a little disappointing.
I thought it didn't need to be.
No, it didn't.
Well, I thought we were going to see a nice little sex scene. You know?
Oh, right.
We didn't see it.
AJ, like, now, if we've learned one thing about AJ, she likes the build up. Not yeah. the
actual doing
she,
it.
She doesn't need yeah. to see Eva Mendes. She doesn't need to see Eva without the shirt
right.
on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and I do have to say there's a big oh, so with the motorcycle guys, I was like, it is crazy because I know that these guys are real. You know what I mean?
They
like
are.
Yeah, like I've been at a circus where they had this,
I've
you know.
I've seen that.
It's really? Crazy. I've never seen that. It's and it's just like yeah, I mean, these guys are pretty good at driving. They never hit each other that I've seen, so.
I like the editing where they move up and you can see his face, and then it just tilts a bit, and it's going around and around.
No, I was looking for when they did the switch. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a little moment.
I bet he can really drive a motorcycle.
I bet
he
can.
That was not
a euphemism. That's why he's so built up.
Yeah. Well, also, like, what was interesting is, like, that was, like, more like a motorbike that he was driving and not, like, a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was, like, the very kind of dirt bikes, essentially.
You know, Brett is very into motorcycles.
Yes, he is, yeah.
You knew that?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, he would...
It was very sad when he had to get rid of his
motorcycle. Stop playing motorcycles.
Tosh doesn't really know the... She's more familiar with musicians.
Stop playing
motorcycles. Well, he stopped riding motorcycles because of me and the kids.
Yeah.
Because he could die. And
stop robbing banks, too, right?
That stopped, too. Thank God. But we have a nest egg, so it's all right. But at one point the other day, Clyde said, Daddy can't ride motorcycles anymore. I said, no. He said, no, he's not good at it.
Oh!
That's funny.
Brett heard
bad.
That and came into the room saying,
upset.
Excuse me?
He was.
Clyde?
I told him that, and he was like, Clyde, I'm not, I can ride motorcycles. Well, he, like, really had to, like, in Clyde's
like, serious.
Okay. Like Clyde really
whatever,
cares.
Dad. Whatever you say.
But anyway, he would have known the bikes. He likes certain ones.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I was thinking about was there's a time jump in this movie.
And there was.
It's very abrupt and weird. But then, like, it makes sense, like, as it goes on and stuff. Mm-hmm. But at first I was like, what? Also, this movie is long.
You literally said... What?
Yes, I did.
I did, too. I was surprised by it. Yeah.
I think all of us, at various moments in this film, held our hands up to the screen. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. This movie's still going on? I enjoyed this movie, but this movie is long. So settle in.
I didn't feel it to be long.
Really?
It might have been because the first 45 minutes flew because of Ryan. Oh, shit.
Because of the nakedness.
Let's just delete that part.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the thing
it
that
was
I was thinking
is... It was one of those
is,
movies, though, that you're definitely grabbing the person next to you.
Yes, AJ and I were doing
yes.
a lot of
yes.
grabbing now.
Yes,
you
we have, yes.
Yes,
yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
But first violence
and
scene.
And I said no a lot.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of...
I was
yeah.
a lot of... No.
Yeah. I loved it, and I felt that it flew by.
Well, I didn't think
it
flew by, but
I did.
I enjoyed it.
You didn't like it.
No, I...
It's kind of a brutal movie.
It's okay.
It's kind of brutal. The performances were very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get out much.
Mm-hmm.
To watch a movie that makes me feel like,
you don't
leave.
Like that.
You know, it kind of makes me,
Not an uplifting movie.
No.
You're saying that you would only give an I love it to a feel-good movie.
Possibly. Am I one of those? No, I don't think so. I think if a movie is... it has to serve humanity in some way.
I see.
Right.
Well, it was like a slice of humanity.
And I think this is a cautionary tale kind of movie.
It was a slice of bad life.
This is a Sins of the Father kind of movie.
Yes, it was. I mean, it took me on a journey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it involved Ryan Gosling. And I liked the journey. I mean, it was seedy.
Yeah.
But I like that kind of thing.
Yeah. The time jump.
I felt something. I felt a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The time jump was interesting because some people then had age makeup afterwards, and then some people didn't at all. And I was like, what?
You think
right.
so?
Well,
for
some
instance,
people
all
age
the women did.
Better.
And then the men did not. Bradley Cooper, nothing.
That's
you know, and
true.
I was like, it's been 15 years. he's probably 35 right now. Like, and you're telling me in 15 years he's not going to look a little different? Some gray hair? It was right, like nothing. True. Whereas the girls were like all this, like, you know, eye makeup.
Was also,
and,
it was what he was, doing, you know?
He was slick.
Yeah, he was supposed to be quite slick and well kept. So he went from being a guy that doesn't take that good care of himself to being a guy who's very groomed. So.
Just want a little something, just a little salt and pepper, something. You know?
That's true. He could have had.
Because it was just odd. Because everyone else was very glaring.
Even that slick kind of character might have had his hair dyed.
That's true. Well, then let's make it frosted or something, you know, so that it's like more like in your face and not just like.
To this. He's got to do something to his hair.
I'm just like, if I have to vote on hair and makeup, not giving it to this movie. Because I'm just like, come on, guys, where's the attention to detail?
You know? Who is the cutie at the end? The.
What are you talking about?
The really good looking young kid, yeah.
I don't know, but he looked exactly like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yeah, I was thinking that the whole time. I was like, and he was like so good,
like a young
too.
He was great. Yeah.
Yeah, like it reminded me of like Gilbert Grape kind of, or
why I said
Boys,
little
Boys Life or whatever.
Leo.
Yeah.
He also reminded me of Nick Stahl a little bit. You know who that is?
No, yeah. Who's that?
No,
he was in Terminator. He was the new Terminator.
Oh. And John, what's his face? Yeah,
and he was
John
in
Spartan
this amazing movie.
Not John Spartan.
And I loved him in it. It was so long ago. Shoot, I'm not gonna remember. But he was so good when he was like that age.
Yeah.
Now the poor guy's a heroin addict, I guess. But
right.
But I loved him when he was that age, and this guy reminds me of him.
Yeah.
He's
this
great.
Movie's hard to talk about because I want to talk about certain things, but you don't like spoilers, and so I'm like, how can I talk about this without?
Listen, we don't want our four listeners to not
see
this movie.
I know.
The other guy was great, too. I thought the other kid, if we're going to call him kids, the other teenager,
he was
amazing. I mean, he was so, like, was I believe
good.
That character. I hated him.
I will say this. I was surprised. I thought it was really, I loved it because it was a nice, it was very almost Shakespearean kind of, the way they did this, they had the sons were different than you would have thought.
It
you know,
was.
They
See,
were.
That's why I loved this movie. I'm looking at
Nick
Stahl. They were like actually. It almost felt like they were switched. You know what I mean? Like kind of a switch at birth kind of feeling. Like you would have thought that the criminal son would have been. You know what I mean? Like.
But he was kind of criminalish.
Kind of, no, but. But
no,
the lawman son was more. You know.
Yeah.
But and then he was also like such a. Just, yeah, like, low-life kind of thing. And I just wondered, like, how would he let his son grow up that way? But I guess, like...
He wasn't involved in his son's life.
I know.
But the whole point was
before.
He couldn't look his son in the eye.
Exactly,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
After that experience.
He couldn't... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's when he lost...
Can you look up Nick Stahl on your phone?
Well, let me ask this.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Deal breaker? If you find out that your boyfriend is a... bank robber? Like, right away? Is that a deal breaker?
Well, we've already learned that AJ doesn't like bad boys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess she's not gonna go with a bank
But he's
robber.
Trying to provide, you
That's
know?
That's the thing. And
yeah,
I
you want you like those nice dinners and stuff. And
but the other
arc like prices.
Thing is she was not accepting any of that money, which I thought was unbelievable. Like, she wasn't, like, why was the money still there?
This guy?
Yeah,
because
doesn't he look
it
like
in
him?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I loved him. Wait,
the kid in the movie's better looking than this kid.
It's the, like, bedroom eyes kind of thing.
And his nose and... Can you look at IMDb? Because I want to see his first movie. It was so good. Oh, In the Bedroom. That's what it was called.
Oh, yes.
See
I've seen that, yeah.
You should rent it. It's so good. And he was a kid. I think it was his first movie. He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about Nick Stahl. Move on.
Here's something that I wonder that I want to look up.
Okay.
Do you think, it almost seems like always in movies, except for Set It Off,
mm-hmm.
they're all, like, bank robbers are always, you know, maybe there's one girl who's a bank robber on the team,
mm-hmm.
but typically they're all male.
Well, that's true, though.
That's what I was wondering in real life. It probably is true,
I think so.
Although sometimes there's the couples or whatever. Remember in New York, there
Clyde?
Was, like...
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
But in New York, like... In present day, like,
really?
When we were living there, there was a couple that was robbing banks. It was awesome.
I wonder if it's as easy. I wonder if it's as easy as they made it seem like it was. Like, you can do it a couple times, but
then... The Thin Red Line looks to
then
be his first
disappear.
Movie.
Oh.
But he isn't in the bedroom, so maybe that's...
Yeah, we can...
Must have been pretty young when he was in Red Line.
We can leave him alone.
Yeah.
You're
like, I don't want to talk about Nick Stahl anymore.
Like when I was 18, I would have been like, oh, he wants to rob banks for me.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Aww.
Yeah. I would have, especially if he was Ryan Gosling.
Well, okay, I think it's a slippery slope.
Although he had terrible tattoos. Those tattoos were really bad.
Yeah.
They were, but I felt that like they were sort of jailhouse tattoos.
Bank robbing?
Yeah.
Okay, but those tattoos, that would have
been
good.
Yeah, if he had some good ink.
Hot.
You did not.
I totally did.
Those tattoos.
I did. I thought they were kind of hot.
They were so bad.
Well, I was thinking about
I love tattoos,
his
but those
eye
ones.
Tattoo.
I don't like neck
well, maybe
tattoos.
It was just the, what they were on.
Yeah.
His body.
Because the eye tattoo was a dagger with blood dripping.
Yeah, that was bad.
And I was wondering, if it's a teardrop, it means you killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, what does that mean?
The dagger?
Yeah.
He kills him with his eyes.
Maybe.
Probably.
That's true. Yeah. But I was trying to think of, like, if I would ever would have, like, what would be the equivalent, for a guy with the deal breaker of, like, she robs banks. And I'm like, well, it's not really going to happen. She's not going to rob banks. So what am I going to have to deal with,
What would your deal breaker be?
Side note, on a related issue in terms of not, a parallel thing.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about this the other day. What's the woman corollary to baldness? I know some women go bald, but nothing like guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's something that some guys have to deal with, like myself. And it's like, you can't do anything about it. What do you think of this?
Droopy tits.
Okay.
I will say it's everything else because women are not allowed to age. Men are allowed to age. Women are not.
Right.
So, it's everything else.
Okay.
It's very upsetting that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like it's out of balance there. You're such victims.
I'm just saying. No, well, I was thinking about this because I was... I'll break it down.
Okay.
I was thinking about this because... sometimes when I have done online dating and stuff, it's like always nervous to me. For instance, this next week I'm going to go on a date, right? And it's like weird for me because you can see I have hair, right? But I got
nervous.
A big bald spot up here.
You're
and the thing is my pictures, most of the time if you take a picture, you can't tell.
Is that false advertising?
Yes, exactly. And I'm like,
Can I say something?
Yes.
I'm not going to say who, but
somebody
that you don't know, but we know, uses that spray thing on your head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently from far away, it looks...
Oh, totally. I've just been on set and I used it. And I was like, my God,
I need some of that.
And what was funny is they don't ask you, they just do it.
They used to use shoe polish.
It's crazy because it shoe polish, I feel like, would shine. But this shit, it does. It's like that infomercial shit. It fills in, and it looks real for
whatever. Only looks real from far away, I think.
Yeah.
Up close,
they have
some
that are little pieces of hair.
Yes, that's what they put on mine.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
I got some for my mom.
Your mom has
my mom.
That would be really awful.
Yeah.
I mean, because women, we have enough issues with aging, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah. It was from cortisone shots or something.
Oh,
right.
That's terrible.
Well, see, the thing
you're worried about false advertising.
I just want to, weed out the girls that give a shit about that stuff.
You should be I have a bald spot.
Well, I think, on my thing, it says, I'm thinning or have receding or whatever,
Okay.
Maybe I should put that. But at the same time, I'm like, this is bullshit.
It really doesn't matter. So,
and if they care, I don't want them. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be specific.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I see.
Yeah.
My hair is what it is.
Yeah. Right. So what I do is first day, a lot of times I wear hats and shit because it's so sunny here, and I just it's really, as a dude, it's gross putting sunscreen on your bald spot and stuff
because
there's still hair there too.
Yeah.
So it's just gets all greasy and weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an event. First date. I don't wear a hat,
That's good. Just to let them know what they're
And then I make sure, I go to the bathroom or whatever, and, and so they're going to see, and be like, this is it.
Now
and then if they go out again, it's like, I can wear a hat because you know what I mean? And it's just weird. It's something I have to deal with. So that's what I'm saying. Women have to deal with, they can't age and this sort of thing.
Right.
This is the bullshit I have to deal with. You know what I mean?
You know what? We all have our acts to bear.
We do. Cross to bear, axe to grind. Apparently, Tasha's an axe to bear.
I mix those up a lot. Well, do we have anything else to say about this movie?
Yeah.
How much time do we have? Or where are we?
It's hard to tell. Oh, we're at 40 minutes.
Okay.
Right now. Okay, well, that's pretty good. Well, that's the thing. It's hard. I have a lot to say about this movie, but it's hard to talk about.
I have more to say about it.
Oh, you don't have anything else to say about it.
Let me ask you this. Are you happy you saw this movie? Like, do you wish that we saw Rocco instead?
It was your choice.
I don't know, because I don't, movies are interesting to me, because they'll come back later, and, like, I'll say, oh, I did find that fascinating, but it wasn't, like, one of those movies, like, that got me excited. Like, Silver Lining Playbook, that got me excited because of the topic, and that this serves humanity, making this, you know, getting this out there, and hearing these voices.
I just like distinct voices. Like, it had such a feel.
It had a feel. This, and the characters were very... It had
to be based on a book, right? It had to have been.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like the way time jumped and the tangled tail. Like, it seemed like a book.
Yeah, it did seem like a book. And that's what I liked about it. Because it felt like you went on a journey.
Yeah.
It didn't serve humanity, you're right.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Like, I just didn't know when I sat my butt in the seat that that's what I was... sitting down for.
Mm-hmm. You know? And everybody was human, you know?
Yes, I loved
it. It was very
that.
Human.
Yes.
And
Ray
Liotta cracked me up.
He was amazing.
This is the thing about Ray Liotta. It's like, when's the last time he's been a good guy in a movie?
Never.
I am.
You know?
It's like, you see him, honey, Ray Liotta's at the door.
It's like,
I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah. If Ray Liotta's at your door, things are going to go bad.
Because, like, I guess, like, Goodfellas is the one time that he's, like, actually a bad good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, he's a good bad guy. That's what he is. He's a good bad guy.
Right.
And then other than that, like, what was that movie with Madeline Stowe?
He's so good.
He's so creepy. And he plays, like...
I don't know.
He's, like, a cop, you know?
Yeah.
And they have, like, I think it's, like, Keith Sutherland, Madeline Stowe, and then it's, like, a home invasion kind of thing. And he investigates, and then he stalks them, and it just, like... Oh my god! And that's the first time I saw him as full-fledged bad guy.
But see, I like
he makes
watching
me angry.
That. Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, so bad.
I do not. But that's the kind of movie this is. It really just brings out that kind of like, and the frustration and I don't know, people making the wrong choices and.
You don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like to watch it.
We did have. A delightful time in the home store afterwards.
Yeah, we did. Right? It was a nice decompressing time.
I don't get out much.
I mean...
That might be part of the issue. You know, maybe a lot of the movie. So when you do see him, and I understand that, actually.
Right?
When you do see him, you want him to be uplifting.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Or inspiring in some way. I do like good performances, and that was...
There were so many of them.
And there were so many in
there. And Bradley Cooper was great in that.
He was great. I thought everyone was really good.
Hard stuff.
I remembered something that I should have talked about up top that I just found fascinating.
Okay.
For some reason, my landlord, he sent an email to everyone that lives in my building, mm-hmm. okay? That's normal, right?
Okay.
But he sent it to everyone not BCC. Right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I see everyone that lives in my building. I don't have a very big building. There's probably like 8 or 9 of us that live in there. Right?
Yeah, Google.
And, oh, please.
No.
Like, that's what I, like, spent the time. I was like, I'm just curious,
who
you know?
You're living with?
Yeah, like, because I've told you about the girls that live next door and I've, like, wondered about them, you know?
They're cute.
They're totally cute. And then, like, I was, like, looking, and I was like, this is fascinating Googling now, you know? And I was like, actually, like, now I kind of want to meet some of my neighbors, because they're actually really cool. And I just don't know how to, like, bring it up in a non-creepy way.
You should
just
send a mass email and be like, hey, guys, I Google you. You seem pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's all hang out.
Barbecue.
Yeah, meet on the roof.
Yeah.
Three letters.
I wish, And it's difficult. I'm glad I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to figure out, like, I'll do this barbecue idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And how do you do it without them knowing that you Googled them?
Yeah.
Well, you could just,
Do you admit that up front?
I think, here's there's one person that is my next door neighbor, right? And we're friendly with each other, but I never, like, you know, we don't hang out or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, like, she's this animator.
Uh-huh.
And then she actually is this artist, too. And, like, I've seen her stuff before. You know, like, do you ever, like, see these shows that are out that are, like, they do, like, Law and Order and, like, yeah. Arrested Development and stuff. She's one of them, and she's one of the main people that does it. Mm-hmm. And Dinah, our friend of ours from New York, like, she's done the show. Like, so I actually could have met this girl before. Right.
But this now I know who she is. This is the problem, and why you should never Google. Exactly what AJ just said. Because then you know things, and you shouldn't know them.
Right.
And then it's, like, weird.
But more to the point.
It's terrible.
Let's say, like, you are going to go on a date with someone, and it's, like, a internet date. You're telling me you don't Google this person's name? Come on.
Well, I've never... back in my time.
Let's say it's not...
they
yeah.
didn't have...
You don't have access to the internet.
I Googled I Googled my husband when we
you
first
did?
Come on, yeah.
But there like was nothing there.
I guess back then there was Google.
You meet them, like, whether it's internet date
yeah,
or you just meet someone.
Yeah, back then there wasn't enough.
There wasn't much there. Yeah. Now yeah. it's freaky.
Now there's a lot.
It's really freaky. Yeah.
That's upsetting is, like, on some level, I like dating people that aren't, like, in the business and stuff. But when you do Google people that aren't in the business, yeah, there's nothing. You know, like, a lot of people. And then he's like, I don't know anything about this person. I guess I'm going to have to meet, like, talk to them for real for a while
before, you know. No, you shouldn't. I don't think you should be Googling.
I don't trust them.
You can't Google them before. Why not? Because then, what are you going to do? Be like, oh, yeah, I knew that. You admit it, and then it's fun. Oh, if you admit it, that's fine.
Yeah, you admit it, and then it's just cute and fun.
Because otherwise you're a big liar.
Because you're never going to get to that point where, like, if...
You have to admit it.
Right.
I think you admit it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're basing the beginning of the relationship on... Exactly.
Yeah.
Really?
And yeah. I feel, and also, like, this is very very innocuous. Because it's like, he sent these emails. I was just curious. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know.
Although, I guess if you're on there already, it's already an online site. Maybe you guys all assume that each other are Googling each other anyway.
I think you do.
You just have to assume it.
I assume people do for me.
Now the first thing that comes up for me, or maybe it's the second thing, is My Little Pony and about how all the bronies are...
I love that.
Nice. They're all up in arms
about
me.
I love
that
about
you.
Yeah. They are? Well, they were very upset when I was hired because I didn't have enough credits.
Apparently. Oh, that comes out first.
Oh, yeah. The whole message board about who is this girl?
Yeah.
Like, this whole dissection of me. Wow. I felt
like you got vetted by the bronies.
Pony. Yeah, mm-hmm. I totally got vetted by those bronies in the worst way, too. They were so mean. I was like, oh, my God, now I know
it was
how
so
celebrities
funny. Like,
feel.
Are we
they were, like, tearing me apart.
And then they were like, she does this podcast with this guy. Yeah. Here's his website.
Yeah, they were going through everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was,
I'm like,
oh,
it's kind of funny.
Any bronies listening? I know. I was just gonna say. Now they like me.
Yeah.
Because of my Twitter.
Shout out to the bronies. We love you.
I'm just saying. At first, bronies, any bronies listening, you were nice to me, but now.
Yeah.
Now they.
Everything's copacetic now.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they're very nice.
Change takes time.
Yeah.
It's true.
What we should do is we should keep having AJ back, and then she just sums it all up with, like, a pithy, wise thing like that, right? So, like, AJ, like, how would you wrap this up, you know?
No, that's a lot of pressure on the guest.
It is a lot of pressure.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've said it. I would see it. AJ wouldn't.
No,
recommend
I you
it.
Know.
You'd see it, but
you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd see a double feature with something. It's for studying.
Yeah. Well, you make an interesting point because, you know, I was an English major, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that in the beginning, like, you know, when people started, like, writing about literature and stuff. Nice. Is that there was this guy, he wrote this thing in like 1600s called In Defense of Poetry, right? And he says the two things that, you know, literature or art should be is to teach and delight, you know? And so some people think, like, in the modern day, like, a lot of things are just to delight, you know, just entertainment, you know? And they don't teach, there's not uplifting of the human spirit, you know? Mm-hmm. And that, and clearly, like, you want both. Like, not to teach, but in the subset of teaching is uplifting, you know?
People. Right. I mean, if I was working and a job like this came along, it's not like I would say, no, I'm not going to star, like, you know, opposite Gosling. I'm not going to do it because it's not uplifting enough.
Right.
No, I would do it. And when you have to approach something like that, you have to jump into it. And I feel that they did a very good job of doing that and bringing this reality and the humanness. And it was the Shakespearean story of... I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
But, it was an interesting story.
It's a tangled tale to dark tale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, when you teach and delight, obviously, that's beautiful. Then you walk out of there and you feel uplifted and inspired. Sure. Listen, we've been seeing romantic comedies that are terrible, okay?
Those don't necessarily uplift you.
No, they don't. That's worse. So this is like great.
It was quality.
Yes, exactly. It was quality. At least we're seeing quality.
I will say this, like, and I like this movie, but I will say this is not like high praise, but to that point, never thought about walking out.
Whereas
we've been to other ones that we have walked out or thought about walking out.
We've been to ones where we got our money back.
Because we thought it was so bad.
No, and I was jumping up and down on my seat.
Yeah, there was a lot of animation.
Vocalizing.
Yeah, and you got your gauze thrills up top.
Right.
Ladies, I mean, first 5 minutes, just, you know, get ready.
Just sit back.
And he's just taking a break, and I don't know why.
I know.
All right.
I'm going to go home and cuddle my kids now.
Yeah.
I think that's what you need to do after a movie like that.
Okay, well, thanks, Emil, for joining us.
Oh, so great.
I love you. I'm glad you're here.
It was so much fun. Well, yeah, we'd love to have you back. That's just there.
I'm in.
Yeah. And if you just want to go back to the home store, you know, pick up that spice berry.
Taking her out of...
Oh, yeah. I hope this isn't revealing too much information. This is the last thing I'll say.
Breaking her out.
AJ and I are both looking for bedside tables.
Yes, matching.
Yeah.
To each other, it's a feng shui thing.
No, we're...
Do we have to get matching?
We might, We might have to,
Might be cheaper if we get four at a time.
That's true.
Do you have bedside tables, Natasha?
Yes.
You do. Matching?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, the matching, the feng shui.
Listen, that's like the least of my concerns right now. Our house is such a mess.
Priorities.
Did the feng shui guy come to your house?
No.
Okay.
We did have a feng shui day. Feng shui day. Brett calls her.
Nice.
Oh, I love. Okay. Anyway, thank you for listening.
This has been
The Roco
Review.
Boy meets girl and girl meets boy, but the girl meets another boy and likes